Example of how to put all these together. My selling career started by me answering an ad. I answered an ad saying, become a manager in training for $500 a week. And I went down to one of those meetings where, you know, they do a group presentation. Have you been to one of those? Where they do this giant presentation, throw all the stuff against the wall and see if somebody will stick. And I did. And it was selling cassette tapes, music tapes, door to door. And I was supposed to go in. They'd call up and say, one of our guys or gals will be dropping by to basically give you a free gift and tell you a little bit about our company. What kind of music do you like? Do you like country, western, pop, or rock? It was a pretty good close. Notice they controlled the focus of this person. They did not call and say, do you want to buy? They called and said, we'll be dropping by to give you a gift, which is called inducing what? Reciprocation. And two, they said immediately, not do you want us to come out, but what kind of music do you like? By the way, we were not bringing out any form of music. We were bringing out a little gift certificate that said they could get one free portrait at a local photography studio. And that guy, when they came in, would give a free photograph. And then, of course, they owed him now some reciprocation. And they ended up buying all kinds of pictures. It was one interesting deal. And so I went in there, and I watched this thing, and I got excited about the product. And they had the largest catalog in the world of music. Anything that had ever been recorded was on cassette tapes, all the way back to the 20s and 30s, and all the way up to today. And they offered a 5-year guarantee on all their tapes. And I had used cassette tapes and had many of them eaten and didn't have a lot of money. So I thought, God, that's great. Guarantee on their tapes, everything that's ever been recorded, and they do it at great prices. What I didn't realize was the whole game at the time, but they taught me a sales presentation that would close anyone. In fact, I got so good at it that one out of every 3 human beings that I sat in front of bought the product. Now, we're talking $1,000 worth of cassettes, walking in cold turkey, knocking on somebody's door. And all they've been told is they're going to get a free gift. So sure enough, I'd knock on the door, talk my way in, give a 2-hour presentation on why they should buy $1,000 worth of cassette tapes. And I'm talking about everything from Achiever Homes to Belonger Homes. And so sure enough, I'm inside this place, and I'm trying to market and sell this thing, and what do? My sales presentation consisted of doing units of conviction. What would I do? I would describe to them how music has changed throughout the years in terms of the way it's being delivered to homes. And I would pull out a record and show it all scratched up and beat up and melted and talk about, have you ever had this happen to you? What am I immediately doing? I'm immediately opening up a wound. Does that make sense? If they have albums, there's a wound that they have, and we're opening it right away. I'm saying, this is the problem with albums. You spend all your money, you get your favorite thing, and then sure enough, by accident, you scratch it, and now your favorite music is gone. Then I take out an 8-track tape, and of course the tape was taken out, and I explain why they rub against themselves and they burn out. And then I'd sell the value of a cassette tape. And I talk about how great the cassette tape was. And I could give you 50 advantages and benefits that they have by having cassette tapes. Next step of my presentation was this. And think about all the elements you've learned and see the brilliance in the person who designed this. Not necessarily my style or what I would market now, but the brilliance of the design is pretty incredible. I'd say, well, let me ask you a question. If you were going to build a tape library of music that you really liked over the years, how many tapes do you think you'd invest in a month if you were going to do something like that? Would you invest in like 2 tapes a month, 4 tapes a month, 6 tapes a month, or 8 tapes a month? What do you think? And they'd say, well, I don't know. I'd say, well, which one? They'd say, well, probably 2 tapes a month. So I'd write down 2 tapes a month, so that's 24 tapes a year. Is that about right? And what am I doing here? Test closing. And by doing that, getting commitments. And they're going, yeah. And what did I use? I used what we called an as-if frame. I asked them to test close. Well, if you were going to do this, then what would you do? And I gave them lots of examples, and of course, they picked the smallest one. What if I would have said, do you think you'd build a library or not? Some of them say, well, I don't think so. But by doing that, all of a sudden, they now committed 24, and I'd say, is that really reasonable to you? Do you think that, does that really make sense? And they go, well, yeah. I mean, 24 seems, is that really sure? Oh, yeah. And I get them to commit that that was really a real number. Now I go do my presentation. I say, here's why you should get your tapes from us in building your library. We're going to do 3 things for you. We're going to give you everything that's ever been recorded in history. Anything you want. I pull out this, the largest catalog in history. Anything you can tell me something you really want. We'd look it up, and sure enough, there it was. Bango. They're getting benefit, pleasure. They can get whatever they want. Get it to you, delivered directly to you. You don't have to go to a music store. Second thing we're going to do is we're going to guarantee your tapes for 5 years. Nobody else is going to do that, as you know. It's always thrown away. And I go through this whole presentation. I come down to the close. And my close was like this. So I'd say, so if we did all those things for you, would you give us your music business? And they'd say, well, I guess so, but, you know, I said, great. And I start to sign them up, and they go, whoa, wait a second. We probably would, but the problem is we don't have a tape player. We don't have a cassette player. And I'd say, oh, you're kidding me. Didn't the girl on the phone ask you about that? Well, no, she didn't. I said, do you see the benefits in cassettes? And they'd say, oh yeah, I'd see the benefits. Because what do they see? They see a chance to escape, right? Oh yeah, the benefits are there. I said, are you just saying that, or you know, do you really believe it? No, I really believe it. They are fabulous. Do you think they're better than that? Oh, they're better than that. Do you think? Well, yeah. Well, you know, did I do a good job? Yeah. I mean, are you just saying this to make me feel good? I mean, if it wasn't for the fact that you don't have a cassette player, would you give us your tape business? Would you really do 24 a year? Oh yeah, we really would. You were great. That was fabulous. But you know, we just don't have one. Sorry. I said, are you being honest with me about this? Oh yeah, absolutely. And then I turn my back and I come back and say, remember we said we'd do three things for you if you bought your music from us? And then I reach down and pull out this tape player and slam it down the front and say, by making these investments with us, this player that I've been demonstrating on is yours. You talk about a hard close. And I left that business because I didn't like the way it was set up. But I'll tell you one thing. There was no way out for a person. Why? Commitment and consistency was induced. Reciprocation. Tons of units of conviction. And people felt like they had no choice, and they began to justify and say, well, it is true. I mean, after all those benefits really are there, and I did agree to all these things, and a lot of people didn't want to buy a bot. Now, I would not do this presentation now. It would not feel good to me for my idea of integrity. But I want you to see just how powerful some of these particular tools are. You talk about an incredible close. That was there. So think about it. If you're going to operate from integrity and use the same kind of technology, having really qualified people knowing what their real needs are, if you do it effectively, virtually no one can escape your grasp. That's why the integrity of really knowing who you're dealing with, really caring about them and finding their real needs and filling them is so critical. And if you can't do it, turning them on over to somebody else or asking for a referral, because people respect and appreciate that. But I want you to get just how powerful this technology is. Most of us are influenced every single day by things we're not even aware of. We just kind of get pushed around from one place to another. I want you to be aware of this technology for two reasons. One, so you don't get taken advantage of. And two, so you can make a difference in other people's lives, not take advantage, but systematically assist someone in breaking through their fears. We're talking about some real power here. So here's your assignment. What I want you to do right now is let's start to play with test closes. They are the way to get rid of your fear about the word no. You don't have to worry about whether or not you're going to be able to close the sale because you're not going to ask them to buy until you know they're ready. So what I want you to do is design three types of test closes for your presentation. And I want you to come up with at least three for each type. Three opening test closes. What are three things you can do to get some initial commitments and find out where are they? Where's their level of interest? So you can either close them right now or know what you're up against. Two, what kind of trade-off or test closes can you offer? You know, as soon as you find out some of their fears or some of the reasons they might not buy, what can you contrast those against that's something they really want? What are some of the values they want most? And design three questions that you can use in your business with your product to do a trade-off. You know, in order to get this, would you be willing to give up that? Would you be willing to do this in order to get this? Those are trade-off closes. And then thirdly, progressive test closes. Say, if we were going to go ahead and do this thing, would you want to do it this time or that time? And I want you to design three of those as well. Test closing is your greatest friend. And if you test close and not ready, add some more conviction. If you do both of these things, your presentation will come to life. And there's only one more element to make this person compelled, because that's the next stage. The person is now enrolled. What have we done? We know who they are, what they want, what their psychic wounds are, what their greatest desires are. We've created conviction where they can justify that, hey, this could really meet my needs. We've test closed and we know they're about ready to buy. Now what we're going to do is compel them to buy by going to the next step called make it real. All right, we covered a lot of territory today. I want you to make sure you show up tomorrow. Don't lose momentum. I'll see you then. Till then, live with passion.
Okay, let's rock. Let's take action now. You see, in this program, you've probably figured it out already. I hope you have. What we're doing is we're taking some time, some extra time, to build up your bag of strategies as well as your proficiency. In other words, our goal is, by the time that you're finished with this program and in front of clients, and by the way, you should actually be working with your clients now and practicing this stuff so you don't actually have to wait till you're finished with the program. By the time you are finished, though, we're going to have these things already defined and a part of your identity. Said differently, it's going to be a part of who you are so that you do it naturally without having to think about it. We want it to be second nature with you. So congratulations on how far you've come already. We have just a few more steps to complete in this process. So before you work on your test closes, I have a couple questions for you. Would it be worth 30 minutes of your precious time in order to be able to test close any prospect at any time on your product or service with ease? In order to achieve this level of mastery of your material, would it be worth it? Would it be worth 30 minutes, just 30 minutes of your time? Does this seem like something you want to go ahead and do? Just a little test close with you. How did I do? So have fun with this and be sure to write your test closes today. Write them down on paper. You know how important that is. Then, of course, join us on the next session for the beginning of phase 3, which is compel. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow.